For a few moments we're turning to the Word of God, and those of you who have been with us the last 2 weeks will know that we're doing short messages on prayer. Knock, knock. Who's praying? Hallelujah. We're focusing on one particular scripture, which is Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Now we understand from this story that Herod is so angry because Peter has not taken any notice of him. Peter is continuing to preach about Jesus. He can't keep quiet. Jesus lives within him. He knows that he was a sinner. He'd even disowned the Lord. But God had mercy on him, poured out his Holy Spirit upon Peter, the other apostles, and upon the thousands. And now Peter, what's inside him, has to come out. He's got to speak about Jesus. So Herod is annoyed and upset, throws him into prison. Verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garments and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all of the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It's his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God for it. Just a very quick review. We notice that these people, the church, the apostles, they were in prayer. Peter's in trouble. They're in trouble. They pray. They pray. Constant, agonizing, earnest prayer. But we also noticed last week that, hey, they were in faith, they were trusting God, but they still couldn't believe that God had heard their prayers in such a way. We don't know what they were exactly praying. They were together praying. That's good. We also mentioned last week to be careful of formulas in prayer, because we don't all It's not necessary to get all the right words in order as long as we come, as it were, like a child, in faith, believing on the name of God, that we have faith in him, knowing that he can do anything except sin. He is able, and he loves to hear his children pray, as long as we come in the name of Jesus. Is Jesus the great intercessor? We also mentioned last week that, well, obviously there are well-known preachers who tell us that you can just speak something into being. But let me tell you, that actually comes from shamanism and Buddhism. It doesn't actually come from the Word of God. Now, I've entitled today's short message, What Have I Lost by Not Praying? What have I lost by not praying? Oh, the disciples were very well aware, they were keenly aware, that their good mate, the Apostle Peter, was in prison. He was in trouble, and it was likely he was going to have the same fate as befell James. He would be killed, all because he was a Christian who couldn't keep quiet. So they're in trouble as well. What should we do? I know, they said. Let's pray. Let's pray. Okay, friends, let us all have a reality check here. Let's all have a reality check, okay? Is that always our first inclination? I'm going to get on my knees about this before I do anything else. I'm going to pray because I know my God knows me, he's for me, and he'll sort something out which is going to be really good for me. May not be what I particularly am asking for, but he would appear. One of our problems, isn't it, folks? Which really does show up at times, our lack of faith, is that we will use up every other avenue, we will use up every other resource first. Then it seems, as a last resort, we pray. I think everyone here who knows Jesus has seen God appear for them when they've got on their knees. Everyone, I could ask examples from you of how God stepped in when it was an impossible situation. I could. Shouldn't these things, quite apart from the whole canon of Scripture, quite apart from the history of men and women who've gone before us, where God has proved himself faithful, shouldn't these things stir us up to make prayer number one? Should do, shouldn't it? We're without excuse. I'm just trying to encourage us this morning to take prayer seriously, just like this early church did. Often we just want to work things out for ourselves. We pray then when we get to desperation point, when we're at our wits' end. For example, okay friends, I'm being honest, I've been here. Let's think of finances. We've got a big bill to pay. Big bill. Money is tight. Perhaps it's an unexpected bill which has come. What can we do? I know that credit card. I'll borrow on that. And then the jolly bank says to you, you've exceeded your limit, or no, we can't trust you to pay back the repayments. That closes that door. I phone a friend. I'm in trouble. Can't lend us 100 quid, can you? If that fails, we get the telephone book and open the telephone book and see Smith up there. Oh, we phone that one. Can you lend us? Do you know, we'll do anything but get on our knees you of little faith. The question we should be asking this morning, and may God really give us a revelation of this: what have I lost by not praying? What have I lost by not praying? James 4 verse 2 says, you do not have because you don't ask. And sometimes when you've asked, you haven't got, because I know God says you'd have been unwise. You just wanted to pray and get something from me for your own pleasure. That's what the Word of God says. But what have we lost because we didn't believe our God? What have we lost? You see, God can do anything He wants. Who believes that? God can do anything He wants. He is so amazing. He's so great. He's not like us. He's not like man. He is the Creator. He breathes. The world comes into being. He's got your breath in His hands, my breath in His hands. He is almighty. He can do anything. But there are some things He gives only in answer to prayer. There are some things He gives only in answer to prayer. Well, as a result of this church, of the apostle, the brethren, the church praying, because Peter is in prison, as a result of their intercession, while Peter was stuck in jail, in chains, the two men with 14 other men guarding him, because they prayed, because they were intercession, God was free to act in unusual and remarkable ways. God was free to act. Hallelujah. Friends, do we not see God's provision, God's blessing, God's healing because we fail to ask? You know me, friends. You know the Word of God. God is sovereign. But are we lacking? Have we gone without? Have we been unable to bless a brother? Unable to take a gospel somewhere else because we failed to ask? I'm sure that's true. But God is saying, He's encouraging us today to take prayer seriously and see what God will do. God isn't at our beck and call. God sovereignly withholds sometimes things which we have been asking for. But as the church prays, as individual prays, He pours out His grace. He makes us strong. We are full of the Word. We are overcomers and say we can do anything in Christ Jesus. Because we pray, we come to the Word, and He fills us. How much are we missing out? How much am I missing out? How much is the fellowship missing out? How much are you missing out on the things God has for us simply because we failed to ask? Or we weren't persistent? It's not, friends, to make us materially wealthy or any. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. But God wants to meet our needs in Christ Jesus. His grace is sufficient. His power is sufficient so that we can bless others. Of course, God doesn't give everything we ask for because He knows best. But as we persist in praying, He leads us by the Holy Spirit to pray for those things which are pleasing to Him, which are in accordance with His will. And He pours out His blessing. We don't pray to twist a reluctant God's arm. We pray. pray so that he can release what he wants to give to you, to me, to the church, to the community. Thank you, Lord. Most assuredly, Jesus says, I say to you, whatever you ask in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy might be full. That your joy might be full. What are we missing out on because we failed to take God seriously? What may we miss out if this week we fail to get on our knees and intercede and pray and seek God's blessing, God's power in our lives? What are we missing out is because we give up on praying too easily. What if we missed out because we prayed selfishly rather than your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Friends, it is awesome to believe that regardless of your and my circumstances, God can deliver at any time he chooses. I say again to you this morning, with the authority of the Lord Jesus, whatever mountain you have in front of you, if you pray with faith in God, he can move that mountain or give you the strength to soar over it. In the name of Jesus, it is life-changing to pray fervently. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, stir up your people. Stir up me to take you, your words and prayer seriously. Help us to encourage each other's Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the weakest saints, when they're on their knees, can reach to your throne and you can open your window as you see fit. Lord, I have to say, you know this at times, forgive my unbelief. Help me, Lord. Lord, I don't need to look at the quality of my faith, but I do need to look to you. Thank you, Lord. We will see what you